TWA, come on here.
TW, what's up, Brad?
Dan, how you doing? W4SBX.
It's up the work week, and I'm playing with some ESP32 and radio interfacing.
Yeah, that's cool. I just pulling out of the carport, getting oil changed. I'm a little bit past due on it. What you up to tonight?
I don't know yet. I was going to figure that out, you know, after I finished work and ate some dinner. You got any plans?
I'm going up here and getting some orange juice to go with my gin, and I'll be sitting at home after that, probably. I got a new repair kit for a D-104 today, a Silver Eagle. I might mess around with it a little bit, but it requires some soldering.
Let me find you doing Snoop Dogg. This is KQ4LOO, by the way. They're listening in. I'm sorry, I'm gonna step back out and let y'all do y'all thing, because you know I've been listening in, too. Y'all go do y'all thing. I just had to chime in with that little joke. KQ4LOO, standing by.
For DEW, W4SBX.
I'm here. Yeah, what you got going on tonight?
Yeah, nothing really. I just want to be productive with ham radio or something, but I've also been planning on making a welding curtain holder. Like, I've got the curtains, but you know that metal that I got from the neighbor? It assembled together. It ain't quite the length I want it, but I think I can make it work if I go get one more or two more of those fence post things, the top rail.
Okay, you gonna try and make like a wind block or something? A sun block, wind block?
Yeah, it's kind of a dual purpose. It would, this thing's not asbestos, but it's like a fire blanket. So the sparks hit it and roll off, ain't gonna burn the house up. But we'll put it, you know, somewhere out there, and it'd be temporary. We can put it up, take it down, and kind of control the spark displacement, or whatever you call it. But also, if anybody's watching, it wouldn't splash their eyes, but there ain't gonna be nobody doing that.
Yeah, you're on a main road. Isn't nobody gonna stop and watch or anything?
Yeah, one more thing, too. If the weather's nice this weekend, I might set that welding table up and get that grinder out with the brush thing and get the rust off all those railroad spikes and the horseshoes to get them ready for the weld.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, I got my shoes welded up. I got them primed, but I got a lot of finishing to do, sanding and stuff like that. But I can send you a picture of what I have so far. But the welding part's done, now's the hard part, the finishing.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I want to get all that cleaned and ready, and then the next step will be cutting it and on the fabrication of it. But, you know, I'm thinking about buying another grinder, unless you bring one over. That way, you don't have to change the disc to the wire brush every time you want to change over. But Harbor Freight had a deal on it, $12.99. I'm thinking about going up there and buying it. That way, I don't have to change the disc all the time.
Bring mine over. I have one that has a cord and one that's cordless. The cordless isn't quite as powerful. Lower RPMs is good for, like, sanding with the flap discs and stuff, and then a corded one is good for grinding and stuff like that. But next time I come by and we do any welding, I'll bring both of them, and then we can put one type of disc on each grinder.
That'd be a lot faster. Like, one of us can take the heavy stuff off with the grinding disc, get it down, get the rust and the scale off of it, and then pass along to the next guy that's, you know, getting it actually cleaned up a little. Doing like three steps, like the sanding disc after we use the heavy grinder, and then to fine tune it, we'll use the wire brush.
Yeah, exactly.
The bass spotter you are, I'm up here by Food Line in Simpsonville, but you got a little scratchy on that last one. It might be where I'm parked.
You got scratchy every now and then, so I don't know if it's the trees moving or atmosphere or what. But yeah, I'm at home on my base.
I'm at, I'm in front of this building on the side of Food Line. Tree, little tree over here. But anyway, I want to run in the store real quick. I got to run in the Food Line and the liquor store, and then I'll be home. If you're able, I'll talk to you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm probably here doing projects. I don't drive during rush hour, so I'll be here for at least another hour, so.
Roger that. I'll holler at you when I get home then. I'll be home probably less than 15 minutes.
KO4ZEW, monitoring.
W4SBX, I'll be clear.
FEM, mobile monitoring.